smooth.
I don't know what listen to this is.
I don't know. I'll put a fart noise there.
You should. Just like 20 seconds the biggest, of farts.
Juiciest and then just like... fucking fart. Jesus Christ.
Hello and welcome to Cactus Elbow Hangover. Podcast about wrestling. My name is Ann Hobbs.
2:10:21.
This is Infamous Afro.
Hey, we're back, y'all.
Sorry.
Did you just apologize for us being back?
I did. I felt like it was maybe necessary.
Long sigh.
Well, you know,
we're fine.
You gotta take it easy on the people. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely not. I say let's brutalize them with news stories.
Yes.
People are going all over the fucking place, and it's kind of cool. One person who's not going anywhere, though, is Kota Ibushi. No. Wow. Kota has, in fact, announced that he will be staying at New Japan. It's rumored he's signed a 2-year deal, which is actually a little uncharacteristic for the man. And he also announced he's going in the New Japan Cup. I'm amped.
We're all amped.
We're all amped. Kenny Omega's probably not that amped, though.
Oh, Kenny's fine.
Kenny's probably doing okay, though, because he has also been announced as signing with AEW. Not really shocking, I don't think.
Nope.
Like, I don't feel that's a big surprise.
I don't know.
No?
After listening to Kenny on his podcast, it sounded like he could have went either other way, because WWE presented him with a great offer.
They did. I read through some of those details. It was pretty fucking intense.
It was understandable that he wanted to do something that allowed him a lot more looseness. So,
oh yeah, yeah, and creatively. I mean, he was able to go smart with that deal.
Yeah, and the door is always still open for him. So, mm-hmm. like, it's not like
right.
He's lost any.
Well, yeah. He signed a 4-year deal. Had it written into his contract that he can still perform with New Japan any point in time he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming New Japan wants him to do that. I suspect they're a little sour. But that being said, Kenny's a moneymaker.
Yep.
So I suspect he'll be back. When asked, what about Kenny Omega? Kota Ibushi was like, I'm not thinking about him anymore. I'm thinking about me.
Good answer.
Great answer. But I wonder if that could lead to, you know, us seeing some Kenny versus Kota action. I wouldn't be upset with that either.
Nah, that'd be all right.
Again? So soon? No, I'm just kidding.
It does seem soon. I'd like to see them do things as Golden Lovers first before they actually, you know, break up again.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Talk about people. That... Oh, go ahead.
You didn't think that they did enough already?
No, not really. I'd like to see them, like, get some belts, you know? Have a run. The handful of matches. I mean, it was a cool, it was a great story, and it worked really well. I just like them, you know, to stick around a little bit.
It was a better part of that year.
It was. It was good. I mean, you know, I'd like to see them do things like enter one of the tag tournaments, or, you know, there are options. There are things that could kind of spice up the New Japan Tag League, as it were, in my opinion. What the fuck ever. stated by WWE, Dean Ambrose is not renewing his contract.
Mm-hmm.
Suspicious how involved WWE is on letting people know this.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a work. I don't know. What do you guys think?
It could go either way. He's been wearing his elbow pad, and I don't know if there's any speculation of, like, because, you know, he had a hard time healing up after his elbow, like, it got infected again.
Right.
So it's a good chance that he could be just needing a good sabbatical break because of his elbow problems. But that's just me just overthinking, you know, what that man does or what's going on with him.
Well, no, I mean, it's super possible, dude. You know, he was in a bad way for quite a while there, from what it sounds like. So. Who knows? If it's health related, I hope he takes the time off that he needs.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a work, you know, I hope they play it well. Wouldn't be surprised if it was a thing where we see, you know, Ambrose cost Rollins the fucking belt or something at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that'd be harsh. That'd be harsh. Like the coldest move of cold moves. Get him some good heat, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, speaking of good heat, at the end of Raw Monday night, this most recent Monday, Vince McMahon came out and did one of the things that Vince McMahon does best, and that is piss people the fuck off. Announcing that Becky Lynch will be suspended for the next 60 days.
Oh, boy.
Which would put her back in action 5 days after WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And she's being replaced with none other than Charlotte Flair. So,
excellent move, in my opinion.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. And I've seen so many people be so angry about this.
Exactly.
It's crazy. Yeah, I'm
like, you guys are like, you feed into like exactly what they want.
Oh, yeah, man. Like people arguing that that they're going to, you know, drop their subscriptions to the network and, you know, they're never watching again. Guys, like for a bunch of fucking babies that complain about how they miss the Attitude Era, like, how are you not like remembering the storyline? You know what I mean?
This damn near mirrored storyline.
Ooh.
Oh, it's so funny.
But I love it. I love it. It's so good. Actually, no, it just... Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
But what I really do love is I saw an article on Reddit where this guy basically stated that we were remembering a storyline that happened back in the day where Ric Flair literally stated where that he was... he had just bought WCW ECW brand during that whole storyline. And... He had told Vince that, like, you know, when he sold WCW and ECW back to Vince and stuff, he said that he wanted his daughter to headline WrestleMania. And he's got a video of this whole thing.
I thought
it was amazing.
No, that's genius. That's like long-term story right there. Genius.
Playing that long game.
And I mean, we've already been witnessing the rebirth of Stone Cold into Becky Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she is Stone Cold Becky Lynch right now.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way. It's not that she's like mimicking the character. It's just, you know, it's just she's filling that spot, that persona, and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
With her Becky Witt as well.
Oh, yeah. Dude, the Becky Witt is insane. She is the coldest motherfucker on the planet right now. Dude, she is. She's tearing people apart left and right. But yo, it gives her so much more face credit than she are. Like, it just, she's so over.
Mm-hmm.
She's the most over wrestler on the planet right now. It's amazing. Fucking right. Go Becky. She better headline WrestleMania. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, real talk.
And I think it's going to be fun to watch her attack and fucking find ways to get into the rankings again, mm-hmm. into the running.
Agreed. You
guys want to know somebody who's not in the running?
Hmm.
Mustafa Ali. Ouch.
Wow.
Busted eye. Fucked up his tailbone. Got a concussion Sunday night.
Shit.
Mostly thanks to Randy Orton. Not shocking. I've noticed Randy Orton is...
Joe.
Did Samoa Joe give him the concussion? The black guy was Orton. Like, the yes. eye and the tailbone were Orton.
Yeah, and I think Joe gave him the concussion accident. And I don't even remember what happened specifically.
Brutal. I mean, accidents happen. And he's definitely working with dudes that are way larger than folks he's been working with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that it's his fault or anybody else's. I'm just saying, you know, as a risk taker and high flyer, sometimes folks aren't used to that outside of the, you know, the 205 or the cruiserweight division. And Randy Orton just tosses tiny dudes like it is nobody's business. Like, holy shit. You know, Orton's a big guy.
Mm.
And I feel like he takes joy in wrestling smaller dudes. Because he could just, like, effortlessly chuck them places, you know? He gets that right. extra vertical height. It's fun to watch. It's entertaining, sure. But damn. Damn. Anyway, he has been replaced with Kofi motherfucking Kingston.
That's the best fucking news.
It's great. And we're going to get to that a little more in here in just a sec. But before that, there are a few things I want to get at. Other new recruits, new people going new places. NXT has its new arrivals at the Performance Center, among which are ACH, which I'm super excited about. Lee, coming from Impact. Rachel Elring, which is Paul Elring's daughter.
Granddaughter? Yeah, she's been in the Mae Young Classic as well.
Yeah, she was. All really great talents to come in. I'm excited to see what they do.
It's got a it's got a really good class, and I mind you, I would like to bring up what's their name? I think they're called 3.0.
Right, the tag team that's there.
Yeah, and they're not the Aussies. They're another group, but they're a good tag team though. Really great tag team. So that's going to be very interesting.
Nice. Other thing, moving to New Japan news, Jay White.
You got to say the name right.
The Switchblade.
Jay White.
Taking the New Japan Championship. Whew. He's like 26.
Yeah.
Young
one of their
dude.
Youngest. Yeah.
Coming out of the Fale Dojo. And
a Young Lion system.
And he was a Young Lion.
Yeah.
It was surprising but not surprising. I don't know. The way that they've been like bringing him up as a heel this last year is he's gotten a huge push.
Hey, there's that ghetto power.
It's that ghetto power. You're right. He does call the shots. Literally. And now he's just being an asshole about it. And that doesn't really shock me either. I'm excited to see what happens. I'm interested to see how long he stays champion.
Right. I'm hoping that he receives a decent push and everything. He doesn't have to reign a very long time, but I want to see him get a good reign and some good title defenses. I don't want him to lose instantly, but you know.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that they had Tanahashi drop the belt so fast. But
he now holds the record for that.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I guess with Omega leaving, yeah, maybe that didn't pan out as well. Oh, quick really? Side note, though. Well, I mean, I don't know. Do you think he would have lost the belt if he was signing back on?
I think so, because I think Tanahashi may be on his way out.
Interesting.
So interesting. I don't know for sure, but you can't keep on taking those cortisone shots. So
yeah, that's the truth.
The man's getting up there, and he's taking a brutal beating over his career. Really great
really
career
has.
Though.
He's had a great career. Quick side note, just a small news tidbit. Tama Tonga is no longer the good guy.
Oh God, what happened?
He's the bad guy again.
Uh oh.
No, he's the good bad guy now.
Right. He's the good bad guy. He's good at being bad.
Okay, that works.
Oh, dude, that might have been one of my favorite storylines. Or like gimmick stick things I've seen come out of there for a minute.
Oh man, him repeatedly like playing good guy, being like, oh no, I don't want the kendo stick.
Right.
Oh.
The scream when his brother was like,
that was so good.
Throwing him into another wrestler. That was like some Ruby Rod scream shit right there. Oh, that was good. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm really glad you had me watch that match. That was fucking great.
I'm happy that with the exit of the Elite, or even with the exit of the Elite, Bullet Club is keeping it fresh. I like
true that because Taichi Ishimori is a fucking beast too.
So let's get back to Kofi motherfucking Kingston.
Yeah, fucking let's talk about this some more.
So Kofi Kingston, who I am now just going to title the Iron Man, surprise entrance into the six-man Iron Man match last night on SmackDown, lasted 60 minutes. It was actually over 60 minutes. I don't remember what the exact time is. But holy Shit. Dude eliminated Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Dude eliminated
Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe. He eliminated somebody else too, right?
Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy. That's right. Jeff Hardy. Anyway. That face paint, buddy. I like it, but it's starting to just, it's getting old.
Yeah, anyway, it's starting to twist me a bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, if Kiss is still wearing their makeup, Jeff, you just,
but
you
Jeff, know. But Jeff is like so multicolored. At least Kiss is just three colors at most. Jeff yeah, is just, Jeff loud. Is a walking rainbow.
He is a blur of just color. Anyway, finally eliminated by AJ Styles, even though that match went on quite a while. That was a great match. They were all great matches.
Yeah, Kofi definitely needs. I think they should be really pushing him. That crowd was over for him.
Oh yeah, they were going nuts. And you know that. So oh sorry. Go ahead.
Just so we're clear here. Kofi has held titles, but he's never held like the WWE championship, right? Like in any capacity.
Yes.
That is correct.
That is a historical wrong that needs to be corrected immediately.
Oh, I absolutely agree.
Hey man, he's up there with the late greats, like, or not the late greats, but Mark Henry, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he should have held at least one time, mm-hmm. and they totally killed him on that one. So
yeah,
failed him.
No man, they. I think this would be a shocking twist to have Kofi be the winner, but a much deserved title.
Mm-hmm.
This opens up some interesting questions, in my opinion, though. I mean, first off, Kofi pinned Daniel Bryan, which should entitle him to a title shot regardless,
mm-hmm.
A one-on-one match, which would be amazing. Like mm-hmm. their match together was awesome. The second question is, are we now opening up the New Day for big name, like singles events?
Well, I mean,
always. I know they do it here and there, but man, I'd like to see them, you know, do some singles shit, get some belts. I think one of them getting the championship and then the New Day like breaking up and fighting over that championship could be stellar.
Could be.
I would also be happy with them getting back together.
Or what if we see New Day as three separate belt holders still rolling as like a faction?
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I actually would like to see the Freebirds rule to be applied to the heavyweight championship belt.
All three of them could be that would be awesome. They are that the WWE champion.
So speaking of belts, and I don't know if this was in your stack of news items there, but this felt like a good segue. Can we talk about the US title for a second?
And how non-existent it is?
What?
Is it and how non-existent it is?
I mean, R-Truth has it now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking R-Truth has it now.
I'm happy with that. I haven't seen R-Truth since he won it, though.
I mean, I am too, but yeah, that's the case. They're not, like, let's Asuka and the United States title have not been on display at all, really.
Yeah, and which is really weird.
And I find that very strange. Like, you know, like, we should be seeing that, especially as the coming months, but Asuka's not on the elimination card, nor is R-Truth.
Hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, super true. They are going to have the women's tag titles on there, though, which should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, interesting, whatever. But it's awesome. It's awesome that there's going to be a women's tag division, is really what I'm trying to get at. You know, I know that it's not new. It's been announced for a while, but I'm excited to see it in action.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The pay-per-view's coming up.
Coming up. Elimination Chamber. But before we get to our predictions on Elimination Chamber. Oh, fuck. No, we were going to, I was going to segue into Double or Nothing when I was talking about Cody or Kenny signing to AEW. And then I totally forgot because I had it on a different part of my notebook. I'm sorry. You know what? Let's just go to Double or Nothing.
Later. Yeah, just talk about it.
Okay, cool. We'll talk about that afterwards.
I'm not going to edit any of that out. That was great.
Fuck.
Damn it. All right, fine. Anyway, but before we go to our predictions for Elimination Chamber, let's talk about our prediction results from the Royal Rumble. And by results, I mean, who won that shit?
Well, by a measly score of one ahead of the top of all of us being tied almost. Mr. Two-Ton.
The dissenter. The dissenter has won. What did you call me? The betting loser?
You took that really good, because the way that they shifted so much on that Rumble card, most of our outcomes didn't actually happen.
Yeah, there was no way we could have predicted some of that shit. I mean, come on.
It's so true.
So, I mean, congratulations are in
Thank
order.
You. Thank you.
This yes, shit sir. Card shifted on us. Shifted on us, and it was like, oh, here's our prediction for this one. Oh, wait a minute. Totally someone else won. That one wasn't even involved in the card.
I mean, are we all kind of in agreement that the Rumble, for the most part, was kind of meh?
I don't know. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I didn't find the Rumble itself to be that crazy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I also feel like I was so fatigued by watching so much fucking wrestling that, like, maybe my opinion was a little skewed, you know? That being said, I was pretty pleased with most of the matches that happened, you know? Like,
yeah. Agreed.
I was even pretty happy with a fucking Lesnar versus Balor.
Yeah, I think everything was impressive. I thought everything was impressive on the card. I was really, really happy with D. Bryan versus AJ. That was...
Oh, yeah, that was, just,
that was a
match.
Good match.
That was a great match. And the Rumbles, I thought, were fun enough. They were just... I didn't think that they wanted to go too crazy. I mean, the whole speculation over Kenny, like, really almost killed the Rumble, because everybody was just... Like, I felt that a lot of folks, you know, on Twitter and whatnot were just all hell-bent on being like, yeah, Kenny's going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is, like, a terrible idea. He wasn't going
to
be there.
I wanted to believe it in my heart, though.
I mean, it would have been...
I really did.
It would have been fun. He would have been in violation of some contract shit, though, and I think...
That wouldn't bother me. I don't care if he violates.
Well, I know that the people don't care, but I'm sure he cares.
That doesn't affect me at all.
Maybe if WWE would have paid.
Well, there was a reason why he did this way, because of the fact that he announced his contract after the Rumble. Like, mm-hmm. There's too much coincidental timing that's happening right now. Like,
oh yeah, I'm sure there was probably an offer on the table for him to do that. They probably would pay for his like breach of contract fine, you know.
Right.
It's maybe not the most professional move, but you know, it's wrestling. People do things. They go places.
Right.
Money talks.
When you're arguably the most popular wrestler in the world, mm-hmm. you do what the fuck you want.
Yeah. No.
Where does the 800-pound gorilla sleep? Wherever the fuck he wants.
I did really enjoy that. Sorry, I'm getting off track, but I'm gonna say it anyway. The Being the Elite episode, where there's a conversation between Nick Jackson and Kenny Omega, where, you know, Kenny's talking about making a choice and it's incredibly important, and he's, you know, sitting there with his fucking Resident Evil 2 hat on and his video game controller and his fancy chair, and he's talking to him on his fucking tablet, which is hilarious in of itself. And the whole conversation makes it seem like he's obviously talking about, you know, his decision to make between going to AEW or WWE. And then he breaks it that he's talking about whether he chooses Claire or what is the other character's name in Resident Evil 2?
I don't fucking know.
Leon.
There we go. And you know, it had me wondering, like, not only are they playing with everybody's emotions, but how much money did he just make on that Resident Evil 2 plug? You know, like, it's fucking genius, guys. Like, just they're money making machines, and I really hope that that they do well.
I think they're gonna do.
They just crack me the fuck up. It's funny. All right.
I mean, have we talked about the sellout?
No, we haven't.
Yeah, let's just go into it. Let's just talk about the sellout, and then we'll get into our predictions for Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
So AEW announced their first live thing, live event, in Vegas at the MGM. Double or Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Looked into getting tickets. But that shit sold out in 4 minutes. What the fuck? I couldn't get no tickets. Yo, my wife was happy. But I was sad.
Those tickets were expensive.
They were expensive. I mean.
And now they're going triple the price on the scalps.
Yeah, no, that's stupid. That's
yeah, people
stupid.
Are out of their damn gourd.
Yo, but people will buy them.
Yep.
People will buy them.
You're not wrong.
But if you missed out, don't worry. Sounds like there will be several more live events coming our way before the end of the year.
All of them sold out within minutes.
Probably, yes. But
as long as I can watch that shit on the internet, I'm happy.
True. I would like to go to an event, but it's just going to go too quickly and or get scalped, and that's just kind of shitty. Like, you know,
well, they did do a pre-sale this time, mm-hmm. and I actually had the opportunity to buy the tickets.
Oh,
I didn't.
You did?
I didn't, because I didn't have enough money to buy them for all of us. And it's a package deal here.
Yeah,
they were like $100 a piece. Well, it depends on where you got seating. You know, some of them were actually like relatively decent price. They were like $30 or $40.
Right.
I mean, and really.
Dude, you should have hit me up immediately.
I did, actually. You can go back into our group chat and look that up where I said tickets are on sale.
You son of a bitch. Where were you when we
needed
you?
I brought it up. But that being said, I did not anticipate that shit.
I want proof. I want proof. I want to see it in black and white.
I did not anticipate that to sell out as fast as it did.
Oh,
Lod.
I didn't even answer you for like an hour. That must have been at work. Yeah, I was straight up at work.
It's okay. It was early in the day, man. I was at work. I probably shouldn't have been logging into that shit. But you know what?
But bottom line is fucking good for those guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And if they do this pre-sale shit again, I'll buy it. I'll get those tickets. But they're doing a follow-up to All In, which will be called All Out.
Nice.
And that's probably going to be in Chicago. So that might be might have to be the next plan, the next play. Oh, dude, we could Amtrak there.
That's true.
I'm not trying to plug Amtrak, but I like traveling Amtrak.
I like a train ride. I do.
And you can drink on the train. Hey, getting off topic. So let's talk Elimination Chamber predictions. I'm going to sing about it because I feel like it.
Wait, should we take a break first?
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
We're taking a break while I torture my cat.
We'll be right back.
Making their way to the ring, weighing a combined total of 727 pounds of podcasting excellence, Cactus Elbow Hangover!
Dude, yeah. Rock some SmackDown, though. Watch that elimination, or that gauntlet match. That was one of the best gauntlet matches I've watched in a long time. First
Agreed.
Off, I don't think anyone in their right goddamn mind expected Daniel Bryan to lose to Kofi Kingston.
Yeah, that's like, crazy.
As the first.
I want to go on record state that D. Bryan's been jobbing to folks to really bring them up. You know, that bring them up whole attitude that I really, really like that he's
really
doing.
Is.
Like, it's working.
Yep. Well, especially when he starts talking shit about like 205 Live people.
Right.
You know, things like that. Yeah. It's like trying to challenge, he was trying to challenge Hideo with Tommy.
Right. And then
Tommy left. And then he was trying to go after, God, why can't I remember his name? Mascara Dorado. Like, I remember his old name.
Lince?
No.
I'm trying to see if you're going to get it.
Damn it. So it's Lince Dorado. It's
come on. It's there. Yeah,
it's not happening. It's I like it. It makes me mad because I fucking love the guy. Grand Metalik. There we go. Hey, yeah. I would love to see Daniel Bryan versus Grand Metalik. Holy shit.
Yeah, that'd be a good match.
Might I add, dude, Smedalik's been doing this over the top rope Hurricane Rana to people on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the most horrifying thing I've ever seen, but it's awesome. And I love it. And I'm glad that they let him start doing that.
Nice.
Yeah. Damn. He's such a good wrestler. Anyway. Kind of scared he's going to leave.
Maybe. That, I mean, that would suck. But where would he go?
Oh, I'd probably go back to Mexico.
Yeah, probably.
But I don't know, man. I mean, I bet he's making good money. And they've been putting Lucha House Party on Raw a lot.
Yeah, quite a bit.
So they're getting like 2 to 3 shows a mm-hmm. week. Like,
so they're getting on... a paper.
Oh, yeah. No, they're getting the paper. Yeah, I don't think they've given him a belt because he doesn't speak very good English.
Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of messed up. They don't need to do that. Because, I mean, dude, they the same don't, thing...
man.
That's what managers are for. That's what yeah. managers are for.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing is with, why am I all of a sudden drawing a blank on his name?
Brock doesn't speak any fucking English. They gave him a belt.
Why? Andrade.
Oh, yeah.
He has a manager.
They wouldn't give him a belt either until they gave him a manager.
And what a manager.
Yeah, she's a great manager.
Oh, man, what a great manager.
God damn. Her cosplay shit is awesome.
Awesome.
I love that she goes out with those dudes and fucking cosplays. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, are we coming back?
Let's. I think we've been back.
Oh.
Because that was like actually some good material, so I'm going to keep it.
All right, well, you know what? Let's just keep it in.
But make it official. Hey, make it official. We're back.
You guys caught us by surprise. But oh, we're back, baby.
We didn't see you there. Hi.
Hey, everybody. So Bob Ross would say it was just a happy accident.
Happy accident.
Ooh, let's talk some Elimination Chamber predictions.
Let's do it.
Indeed.
There are going to be a lot of ugly accidents there, I think.
Yeah, there are going
to
be a lot of ugly
accidents. Man, I am excited to watch Samoa Joe in the Elimination Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
God, give someone else a muscle buster.
Man, I would love to see somebody get a muscle buster. It's been too long.
Real talk.
Well, they haven't let him really do that ever since Tyson's
I know. Injury. Well, I mean, they let him do it on NXT.
That was after it, though.
Wait, what now? So,
Tyson Kidd. Kidd had gotten injured, but that was, like, after. Like, he was, like, already up. Tyson was already up on the roster.
Yeah, no, I knew that. But that's what I'm saying. Like, they let him use the move, after Kidd had been injured. But then since he's made the move to the main roster, they haven't let him do it.
Yeah.
Which...
It's frustrating.
Well, it is. You know, it's the shit where, like, they weren't going to let AJ Styles use the Styles Clash.
What are you doing to that cat?
Damn it. Now I don't even remember what I was talking about. Shit. No, we were talking about the muscle buster.
Yeah.
Yes,
so, you know, like... They didn't want Styles to use the Styles Clash. And so Jericho instead just demoed the move a lot and would not call it by the Styles Clash until they got approval to use it. Which is amazing.
That's pretty good.
But Jericho's not there anymore. Yep. So, you know, he can't. I feel like, yeah, it's a different circumstance. I don't know if we'll ever see it, but I hope we do. I feel like he's
right.
They've played it a few times, you know, like toyed with us about him setting up the muscle buster.
And then, like, Lucy with a football.
Yep. I just pull it up.
All right. We're getting back to our predictions.
We just keep. Yep.
We are all good. So, Elimination Chamber first match, or I'm gonna go in the order that it was shown to me, rather than knowing if it's going to be the first match or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's totally
fair. We have Murphy versus Tozawa for the Cruiserweight Championship.
Mm. That's a good one.
Mm. Murphy,
I think Tozawa's going to take it.
Really.
With interference of Brian Kendrick.
The
Brian Kendrick.
The Brian Kendrick.
Because the Brian Kendrick is teaching Tozawa to be... He's teaching him to be a dirty player.
Right.
And I like that. It's fun. Also, I like Tozawa. He's fucking fun. He's a great wrestler. And dude just... He screams a lot when he's in the ring. And I find that endlessly entertaining.
I agree with you.
And I think it's time to go. I think it's time for Murphy to drop it.
I'm in agreement. I think Tozawa will take it. I've always liked him. Murphy, I don't know. He seemed like his wrestling's there. Maybe his character is just a little rough around the edges.
Yeah.
I hate his trunks.
Ouch. Gotta go with the attire, even.
Stupid flaming trunks, man.
These trunks are not fresh.
No, these trunks are in fact you're not whack.
Creative. You and your flame trunks.
Everybody has flame trunks.
All right, what's next?
All right. We have Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor for an Intercontinental title.
Balor.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Balor too.
Wow.
Yep.
I am going the exact opposite.
You would.
Hey, man, it's Black History Month. Leave me alone.
No, I don't.
You
don't
can't keep playing that card, Reese.
It's not that I don't like Lashley.
I love Bobby Lashley.
And I really like him and Leo Rush together. I think that's fun. But I feel like there's been so much uproar about Finn Balor not doing anything that I think he's going to get the title. I just think they're going to give him a belt so we can have a belt. That's all it has to do with anything. I think it's all politics. That's where my decision is.
Happy White History Month.
Take it, Finn. You're good.
All right.
I have one more other thing to bring up there. That also frees up Lashley versus Lesnar. And I think that's something. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. That's okay. So I'm just going to call all this out right now. So Ambrose is going to come in and he's going to totally screw Rollins out of the title opportunity against Ballard,
early predictions. Are never a good thing, Hobbs.
Against Lesnar, and then that's going to open for Lesnar versus Lashley. That's my prediction. You're right; it's probably never going to happen. But
dare to dream, man.
A man can dream. I just want to watch. I want to see Lashley get some good shine. Not like
I agree.
Talk out of his ass like Ace Ventura. You know what I mean?
Truth.
Weirdest gimmick ever. I can't even get behind that. Sorry.
I don't know what they're doing, but
I don't either.
Let's admit,
maybe
like
it's
he's
just
got
for the ladies. Wait.
We know he has physique. Why I'm y'all? Sure.
You can't get behind it.
Phrasing.
Oh man.
Okay.
I just was not expecting. I'm sorry. I was not expecting to watch a Raw where I saw a big black man bend over and start spanking his ass. All right, so
did anybody?
You watch a promotion like, with Big E in it, and you don't expect things like that from time to time.
Hey, at least there's a bit of sleaze. This was unexpected.
Big E's got a reputation.
He does.
Yeah,
he has a reputation for doing things like smacking ass.
And this is why Big E.
I sat there and watched Big E for a solid 20 minutes on an up, up, down, down episode, and. He has lost his mind, okay? That's just predictable. It's like, yes, I expect this from Big E. Lashley?
Yeah.
You smacking your ass, man? Bending over? No!
Well, they're trying to install a personality in the guy. They're going to try a couple of different things, I guess.
Yes, I get that. And him
talking
working
out
with
of his
Leo
ass
Rush
is one of those.
Can work.
Yeah,
it can. Is working.
I would really enjoy watching Lashley throw Leo Rush around. like using him as a human weapon. Like they could do fastball special, that's absolutely correct. Like that is that's what I'm getting at.
First
fastball
of all,
special.
We saw Kevin Nash dart Rey Mysterio into a truck. Why would you wish this upon any man to be lawn darted like that?
I want him to be lawn darted at somebody. Like Brock Lesnar. All right, let's go to the next one.
All right, up next. We have Ronda Rousey versus Ruby Riott. And I'm going to say right off the bat that I want freaking Ruby Riott to win this, but we know damn well that that is not happening. But I'm still putting my name by Ruby Riott.
Wait, you don't like Ronda Rousey?
Wow.
Whoa.
I feel like
that's a bombshell.
Yeah.
Like, breaking news.
Dropping bombs. I'm going Rousey. Sorry, man.
I'm not guilty at all.
Like, investment wise and politically, they can't have Rousey like losing a match like that yet. Just not going to happen.
I think it's going to be a good match though, because I like Ruby Riott a lot. Yeah. And you know, she's really come up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, having the opportunity that they did to do Riot Squad and jump to the main roster the way that they have, I feel like they've really taken advantage of that.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
It's good. I'm glad that she's getting a shot at the belt. I know that it's, you know, futile, but at the same time.
So is that
your sorry. Yeah. Yeah. My pick is Ronda Rousey is going to win. But
and I say reluctantly. It's about to happen.
See, right. You see what's going on here, don't you, Hobbs?
Hmm?
He's playing the numbers against us, man. You and I are picking all the same shit. So even if we're right, we're still tied. But if we're wrong, he's ahead of both of us.
We're going to have to break through. We're going to have to break apart at some point.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
this is the shit that I pulled for the Rumble, and that's why I won. I played the numbers, man.
No, you didn't play any number, okay? You won just by mere fact that Rumble was the most random bullshit ever.
That was some random shit.
All right, we're going to move up to the next match, which will be Baron Corbin versus Braun Strowman and no DQ match.
Oh, shit.
Interesting.
Damn.
Interesting.
Damn. That's going to be great. Well, that could be great.
Could.
It has potential.
It does, if Corbin decides to wrestle.
No, if they don't make Strowman squash. Yeah, like
yeah, I don't. I guess that's a good point. If it's not a squash match, it could be a really good match. I mean, they're big dudes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going with Corbin.
You know,
he's going to screw him over in some regard.
My gut says Corbin as well. If it wasn't a no DQ match, I don't think I'd say that, but that's the clincher, right?
Yeah.
Like Corbin can get away with literally whatever he wants. And if that means having 30 guys run out of the back and dogpile on Strowman, that's what that means. So, and my gut just says Corbin on this one. So,
yeah,
I'm going to branch. I'm going with Strowman. This is my chance. It's my chance, y'all.
Really? You ain't broke away from much. All right. Up next, we have the Miz and McMahon, the greatest tag team ever, versus the Usos.
I'm gonna put a fucking reverb on it when you do that. greatest ever.
I'm excited to hear how that all plays out in comparison.
I totally missed the second part of that. It's the greatest Usos. Tag team ever versus the Usos.
Greatest tag team ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Nothing against the Usos. I just, they've had the belt a lot, you know?
Yeah, but the Shane and...
Oh, it's got to end eventually.
Miz. Yeah, the Shane and Miz thing is just... I'm not interested in it. I need something to happen. So I'm going with the Usos, even though I have a feeling that they're not going to take the titles from them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just going to go with a rando, with the rando.
Can I throw in a clause? I'm throwing in a clause, and I think that if I'm right, I should get an extra point.
I don't think that's how it works, man.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works either.
Okay, so I think that they're going to win, but it's not going to be by pin. It's going to be by DQ. And it's going to be by DQ because Sanity is going to run in and fuck them all up.
Damn it. That's a possibility, man.
Yeah.
Because where the hell has Sanity been?
Well, they are messing up on that. Like, I don't know what's going on with that.
Maybe they're finally getting the help they so desperately need.
God, that would be so funny.
They're going to come back in suits and ties.
Maybe called Insanity.
That actually could be that. That would be wonderful. But yeah, no, I mean, we've gotten some Nikki Cross, but damn, like, fuck, man, they have great wrestlers in that camp. Like, yes, what are we doing, man? Why do we not get to see them? Right. I want some Sanity. Why bring them up if you're not going to use them?
Good question.
I feel like that's agreed. Something that WWE does way too much now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, agreed.
They need another NXT. like they need to what, do they don't two have nights a, of enough, NXT.
They already have, you know? Another NXT. It's called UK. Suck.
Well, I mean, like US. Even they could do, like, you know, NXT West Coast or
there
something.
There you go.
Oh, we don't need a ton of Avengers, Hobbs.
Yes, I'm just saying they have a the West lot Coast of Avengers, talent,
the East,
and it's hard to fit all of that talent into an hour a week. And I that's feel like that's true. Why they keep. I feel like that's why they keep funneling them upwards.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean they're giving them a place to actually go.
Exactly.
You know, like that it's not an actual solution to the problem. It's just like putting that problem onto another brand.
Mm-hmm.
Let's open another brand.
But wait a minute. NXT is doing so well.
Oh, NXT is great. I'm not saying that NXT is doing poorly.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they have a
ton of people on there.
They don't sometimes have a huge roster in there. I mean, you got to remember the new class of the in the PC is just going to be in the PC. They ain't going to NXT off the bat.
That's true. I mean, it's true, but it's still a big roster. You know, not a huge roster, but if you were to keep Sanity and a few other people there that they moved up, it would be too much, right? But then they give so their solution is let's throw those people upwards.
Mm-hmm.
But then they go to SmackDown, and they're not getting used on SmackDown either because they don't have anything for them.
But that same thing could be said to the other, like, you know, to them opening up another brand. Like, let's remember ECW and whatnot. Like,
sure.
it's all brands that there's an overabundance of wrestling right now. Hard to sometimes keep up with absolutely everything.
Oh, I don't know. That's the truth. That is true. Like, there's a lot of wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, but I think we're tangenting, but I don't care. Let's just let
I
go.
Don't fucking care. We got some
fuck
opinions.
We have opinions to say. I think, you know, because of this issue, we're going to see WWE talent go to other places.
Yeah.
And by other places, I mean AEW because it's new. They've got money. It's the shiny new thing.
It is.
And
it's
I don't think that's going to be a
that
bad
is
thing.
Probably going to be very successful.
But I think that's going to be where we see some of the talent, like the Zack Ryders, the Tyler Breeze, the, you know,
well,
Sandys.
Without a doubt, all Sandys, those guys suffer. But I don't know. Like, SmackDown's only 2 hours. I get it. They're slammed and stuff, and they have a hefty roster there. But most of these guys, some of these guys are injured and resting. Like, injuries is what really plagued them. So it's understandable why they have people lightly being used every once in a while.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, also, like, you know, that stops their momentum, if you will. So
Definitely. But I think we'll see a few people leave, and I think we'll see them be very successful somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's a bad thing.
It's not.
It's
not bad for the wrestlers, and it's great for the fans.
Yeah, we win. We win either way, you know?
I mean, the more competitive the business becomes, you know, the better everyone's product is going to need to be to compete.
Yeah.
So we all win.
Very true. And let's remember that Vince McMahon has thrived in competition. That's when his best really comes out. So
it is
that's the truth.
Once he starts getting paranoid, he starts showing up.
oh shit they're fucking with my money. All right,
yep. No, until the XFL starts, he'll be fucking walking out there like he's got the biggest stick shoved up that ass you've ever seen.
That's right.
That's how he does it. He's got the strut. All right, what's the next match?
Okay. Bear with me for 1 second, because this one is a big one.
You know what? I actually think maybe this is a good time for us to take a break.
Okay, we'll take a break.
We're taking a break, guys. Listen to this. Oh my God, did you see they're bringing Crank Anchors back?
Yeah. I know the world needs a lot of things. I'm not sure that's one of them.
No, I'm not sure. Exactly. To see that, but I'm excited about it. I'm still going to watch it, and it'll be, you know, nerve-wracking.
Oh, that show is so problematic.
Reese, have you ever listened to a guy named Longmont Potion Castle?
This doesn't even sound remotely good, but no.
write that shit. Write it down. No, write it down and find it on YouTube. Longmont is a town outside of Boulder, and I grew up there. So when I found out about this guy, I was immediately just like, oh my God, this is amazing. But it's super fucking funny. It's just some guy like prank calling people from his fucking house. But
Jesus.
It's super good.
It is. It's funny.
It's super good. He does a bunch of vocal effects. It's like super trippy and people are like, what was that? And then I'll like cut it all out and be like, nothing. How are you?
All right. Are we back?
We're back, y'all. All
right.
Shout out to Longmont Potion Castle. Yeah, I'll give you good. I'll give him some love.
Hell yeah.
Wait, is this Longmont Potion Castle? Click. Okay. What's the next match?
All right. Up next, we got the women's elimination tag in the Elimination Chamber.
So, just to preface this, is this the first ever tag team match in an Elimination Chamber? Has that happened before?
I think that has happened, but I would not hold me to that. I for some odd reason, have a feeling there has been a tag in the Elimination Chamber.
Let's find out. I'm excited for this match. I'm interested to see how it's going to work out. But who do we got?
Apparently in 2015 there was one.
Really? Boom. Wow, is that Ryback on the cover?
Yep. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Sure.
Yeah, here it is. Tag Team Championship Elimination Chamber.
Oh, yeah.
Connor and Victor.
Primetime players. Wow.
Tyson Kidd and Cesaro.
Mm-hmm.
They were a good tag team.
Memories. New Day was in there. Primetime players were in there. Lucha Dragons were in there.
Yeah.
Booyah! I got my wrestling now.
Hey, all right. Now we know.
And so, no, it was half the battle.
Obviously, I think we can state it as the first women's tag team elimination chamber for the first ever women's tag team titles.
All right.
So who we got in this card? We have Nia Jax and Tamina, the Riot Squad, which is
so this will be
Logan and Liv.
Okay.
Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, the Iconics, Sasha and Bayley, and Naomi and Carmella.
Hmm.
What an interesting team of Naomi and Carmella.
Oh, I love it.
They just paired them together. It was like,
I mean, they've got the dance thing going.
Hey, so you two aren't doing nothing. Come here.
Yeah, pretty much.
I kind of anticipated it would be Naomi and Asuka. But then Asuka won the title.
Yep.
Which makes sense that she would not be in the tag division. But I just thought they would have like a weird neon robe thing going on.
All right, guys, I'm putting my money on Big Butts.
Whoa, who's Big Butts?
Naomi, I think we Tamina. All know.
Yeah, not Naomi and Tamina. Naya and Tamina.
Naya and Tamina, okay. Yeah. We're just going to title them Big Butts.
Big Butts.
Big Butts. And he cannot lie.
Nah, I cannot.
I'm going to put an N and a T. There we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Hobbs.
Oh,
this is a very hard one.
That's what she said.
It really is. It really is. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. I want the Iconics to win.
Really?
Oh, I love the Iconics. They're fucking hilarious.
They're my picks. They are my picks.
Okay, so there's... But there has been so much build of the boss hug connection.
Mm.
And I think they're going to take it. That's going to be my pick. Boss and hug.
All right.
I am going to state this, though.
Trash Squad.
If Trash Squad wins via a Bailey to belly, I am going to be furious. Because I fucking hate that move. Bailey, yeah. You need a new finisher. I love you. You need a new finisher. You're a great wrestler. Do something else. Okay.
There's nothing wrong with the hug movement.
It's time for Bailey to adopt.
No, the hug movement is great, but the belly to belly as a finisher.
It's a belly to belly suplex. This is not a finisher.
It's not. And, you know, like,
Wait a minute. Are we not remembering some old wrestlers whose famous moves and finishers were belly to belly?
Well, back in the, sure.
Dude, then. You weren't even alive then. That was like your grandpappy's wrestling.
I'm just saying.
That was in the 80s.
I'm happier with her, like, Macho Man fucking elbowing somebody off the top than I am with the belly, like, belly to belly.
Truth all day.
I would rather see that as a finisher.
It's nine devastating. Times out of
10. It is. It's fucking devastating, and it's great.
In the most positive way.
She looks good when she does that elbow. She drops it well. That just needs to be
when
it.
She comes up and hugs you and then slams you like that, that's the greatest move ever. Come on, man.
Oh, my God. Okay, what's the next match?
Oh. We are not going to go and talk about this, I guess. All right. Last match is the men's Elimination Chamber for the WWE Championship.
That's what I call my bathroom, by the way.
What?
That's what I call my bathroom, by the way.
The Elimination
Chamber. The men's Elimination Chamber.
That's right.
That's terrible.
It's better than the women's elimination chamber.
No, that one's upstairs. Okay.
Boy, our toilet humor. Let's see. We got D. Bryan versus AJ versus Orton versus Joe versus Hardy versus Kofi Kingston.
One more time.
D. Bryan.
Styles.
Orton.
Joe.
Hardy. And Kingston.
Kofi Kingston. That's my pick.
From Ghana. Kofi Kingston from Ghana. All right, you're going.
I love the guy. I believe in my heart that he can do it, and that's my pick.
All right. I'm going with D. Bryan.
Really?
Yeah, he's retaining. He's done such a good job right now with his character, with this new title belt. Every promo has been killer. Every piece of wrestling, he's introduced his old style of submission wrestling. Man, he's money right now. I absolutely love him.
No, and probably your money's on the smart pick, honestly. I wanted to be Kofi so bad.
Oh, and believe me, I'm going to say, if anything, I would go for Kofi as a surprise because I want him to win it.
Absolutely.
I do want him to win it.
We love you and all your little clones.
And your shoes.
That dude's shoe game is on point.
Dude, check out his up, up, down, down stuff. Like he has a shoe specific up, up, down, down channel now.
He spends a lot of money on shoes.
That's a good plug. Kofi and Austin, just feel free to cut the check. And
I've looked up some of those shoes. Actually,
yeah,
like the ones with the wings on them.
Yeah, they are not cheap.
They are not cheap.
I'm going with Samoa Joe.
Really?
Going Joe. Got to get tough.
Bold pick.
This is actually excellent. We all have went with something completely random.
And for different reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
His promo game has just been so on point. I mean, as again, you know, I've brought up often now NXT talent coming up and just kind of getting lost. And I feel like that wasn't the plan with Joe.
Mm-hmm.
But he got injured a few times and, you know, things went different directions. And he could have been, by all rights, lost by now.
He could have been a contender.
But he could have been. He is a contender. Literally. He's contending. Man, his game's so strong, you know, and I feel like he just, anytime he comes back, has not skipped a beat. And now that he's, you know, been there for a minute, he hasn't actually been injured or anything.
Mm-hmm. Knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood. I think it's time. And if it's not this, you know, I hope he ends up taking the U.S. title or something like that. But
wait a minute. Are you saying you want Truth to drop the title?
Are you saying you think Truth's going to retain the title for a long period of time?
I think we may be looking at a world record reign here. I mean,
I love me some Truth.
I do.
Anyway,
I love
Joe, and I am super ready for Joe to have a belt. That's all I'm really saying.
No,
and,
you know what? We're going
to
tackle.
Like to take it.
We're going to tackle this right now.
Okay, we're tackling some things.
I love R-Truth to death in the ring. I cannot stand what's up for the 1,000th time. It needs to get over. I am done with it.
Yeah. No, I'll back you there, dude. That needs to be done.
I don't think that Truth can do any wrong. That dude just, everything he does cracks me up. The what's up thing, you know that he's doing this ironically. And that to me is fantastic. He's not a stupid man. He knows what he's doing.
Brother Truth.
Comedy's another one point.
Brother Truth, the song and dance is over. We can stop now.
In the spirit of Black History Month, Truth.
I'm over it now. I'm sorry.
Wait,
hold on.
So we can defend Lashley talking out of his ass, but our Truth coming out with the what's up.
This is a double standard. This
that's
is unacceptable.
Where we're drawing the line.
First of all, I have problems with Lashley talking out of his ass.
Listen, you assholes.
You rotten.
For a solid 10 minutes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now, what's up needs to end. It really does. You're not wrong. But you, I'm enjoying him having his moment of shine.
You know, he's had a funny career, man. He has. I mean, the fans love the guy, and he'll be like, he never really gets like a big, you know, like full on push, right? But he'll show up for a while, and he does funny shit, and people love him because he's fucking hilarious, and he's talented in the ring. And then he just kind of fades away for a little while, and then he comes back and does some more funny shit, you know?
Yeah, and he's huge backstage.
Huge backstage.
Dude's on point.
Yeah, he is. He's been around a long time, too, man. That dude's a veteran.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a veteran. He really is. He's a former NWA Heavyweight Championship holder,
yes,
too.
Yes, sir. So. Yes, he is. Fucking A right.
So, much credit due to homie, but God damn it, man. Stop wasabi-ing.
Maybe time for a new gimmick. Maybe time for a new gimmick.
Maybe not time for a new song. I would rather have Get Rowdy come back. Again.
Oh my God. Get Rowdy. Jesus.
And on that happy note, ladies and gentlemen, you have suffered through another episode of Cactus Elbow Hangover.
We don't know why.
A podcast about wrestling.
But we're glad you do.
And we're glad you're here. Please stay around. Please. We'll be back at some point. Probably in a couple weeks. Yeah. Peace out, y'all. My name is Ann Hops.
2-10-21.
And let's get rowdy. I don't care.
We'll see you next time.